I'll make this baby quick. I know I'm in between y'all and the reception. I want to acknowledge my co-authors, Charlie Nabb, Tom Wiedergartner, and basically the gist of this whole thing was we'd done some stuff where we were just looking at the segregation of the gin waste, bringing it back in after it's collected from a gin, running it through the pre-cleaning equipment and seeing how it falls out, saying, okay, well, here's the material. What kind of, how much sticks and burrs do we get, fines? How much recovered lint or fiber? I shouldn't call it lint. It's actually fiber, recovered fiber do we actually have? And we had some previous results that showed about 10 to 30%. In the previous study, we did two stripper gins. Well, I say stripper. Two gins in West Texas have stripper harvested cotton and two gins in the South. So we actually had four gins, different parts of the country. And we ranged from 10 to 30% fiber recovery. And as a result of this, you know, Charlie Nabb at Three Way went ahead and set up a system. And he had a pretty good return on his, he said that I could go ahead and say it paid his salary. He didn't make much then. But anyway, it was, he had a pretty good result from recovering his fiber. Said the gin pile looked a lot better. So we've had some, ever since we've been talking about this at the gin school, had folks come up and say, well, hey, if I want to do this, what do I need to do? You know, do I need cylinder cleaners? Do I need extractors? What kind of a setup should I have? And so me and Charlie talked, just kind of set up a little deal and said, all right, let's take a look at this. And what we did, well, we just want to see which one produces the cleanest and the most fiber. And then we actually wanted to look at some of the properties of that, just see if there was a difference, some of the fiber properties. We had, this is a single gin in the West Texas area, and we went and collected their gin waste. Now, they do bale their own moats, so they get about 14, 15 bales, more or less, a day is what they're producing. It's in the 20 to 30 bale an hour range is what this gin is. And so we went ahead and collected their waste, brought it back, and just ran it through our different setups that I'm going to show you. 350-pound lots. We did three reps and all the good statistical stuff. Now, we actually use cylinder cleaners, not impact cleaners. I had a student worker kind of draw the schematics for me, and so anyway, he just went to the Jenner's handbook, chose something. and so what we actually had cylinder cleaners. So for the treatment one, we had a separator, cylinder, and a cylinder. And in this cylinder, it's gravity. So when you don't see another separator, the assumption is gravity. Treatment two, we include a separator again. So it's the same as one, it's just that it's got a separator between the two cylinders. Three, separator to a stick machine to a cylinder. And then same thing, it's just that it's got a separator. And then we have two gravity-fed cylinders. Gravity, cylinder, gravity, and then gravity extractor, cylinder, same thing except a separator in between, and the last was two sticks, more or less. Now, here's the basic gist of this. Those nine treatments on the left-hand side, the sequence in the middle, which is separator, cylinder, and you can see that. Now, the percent of initial, that end catch, now that's an average. So you'd look at number one and say, wow, 41% of whatever you fed into that came out of the back end. That's pretty good. Except that it looked like we took West Texas gin waste and made Southern gin waste is what it looked like. It was not a good deal. Because as you can see with the efficiency, it was 27, roughly 28% efficient, which means to actually get lint that looked like you'd want to put it in your moat bale and you just weren't baling gin waste, then you know, you needed to do some cleaning. And so what we did is we actually took whatever the end catch was and we fractionated it. So I didn't actually fractionate it, all the student workers did. So they picked out all the sticks and burrs and all the fines and then got whatever the lint pile, whether that's seed cotton or whatever lint, had lint on it and put it in a separate pile. So as you can see, really everything that's in orange has a stick machine. Anything with a stick machine did well. Is the long and short of that. And you can see at the end, number nine, 69% efficient as far as when the final product, when it was there, it was pretty good. It could go. It could pretty well go to a moat, your moat press. Now, I took some of these samples. We took the lint samples and we sent them to Tom Wiedegardner, and he went ahead and did the Shirley on this. Now, he went ahead and ran two passes. But this is the recovered lint so that we could actually do aphis. So it's getting clean enough that you can actually go do aphis analysis and the fiber properties. And as you can see, really three, four, six, seven, eight, nine, those are all stick machines. Everything with the stick machine did really good. If you don't know what the A's and the B's and all that, not really a big deal. It's just that everything that has an A is the same, and everything has, that's just showing significance between those. And like, you know, you can see with three and four, they were statistically had better, higher lint than one and two. Now the second pass, you see the same thing. Basically, just you removed more material from everything that did not have a stick machine in it. When it came to significant variables from aphis, we didn't run HVI, we just ran aphis, all these variables actually showed significant difference between other treatments, which I was kind of surprised by some of them. I'm only going to show you two, and the paper will have all of them. But the length by weight, number three, which was interesting, had everything with an A is statistically the same, but it's showing that that treatment was higher than, let's say, that 7, 8, and 9, which also had extractors in there. The short fiber content, as you can see by weight, it's showing that the items with extractors actually had higher short fiber content than without. Actually, really, the more I looked at that, thought about it, it made sense, because you kept all the junk in it with just the cylinder cleaners, and by the time you finally finished cleaning that out, you ended up removing most of the short fiber to begin with, so that you could actually even look at it. And that's what it is. As far as fiber, even though it is short fiber, it does make it through into the fiber, or would make it through into the moat bale with extractors. With cylinders, so many other things have got to get the trash out, that by the time you get it there, your yield, for the moats, is diminished. Long and short of it, we had fiber recovery in the range of 6 to 11%. Like I said, this is a gin that does bale their moats. And so you still had 6 to 11% that you could take as moats. Now, whether you get moat price or not, that's for you. I would say they were clean moats. They were good. Now, if you have pretty trashy moats, these would probably be better than that. If your moats are pretty clean, you know, some of these treatments would be a little dirtier. Some would be pretty good. And it did make a difference, the sequence, the selection. But anything really with a stick machine in it did real well as far as that went. I'm done.
Thank you. Thank you.